Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Ways for Children radio program. My name is Kimberly, and I am the founder of an adolescent fitness program called Kids Under Construction. For the last 10 years, I've been an advocate in the fight against childhood obesity. I offer a customized fitness program for children 7 to 15 years old, providing exercise sessions, nutrition recommendations, and one-on-one mentoring to help improve self-esteem. Today, the conversation is about how to improve your child's pediatrician relationship. Kids Under Construction tries to target all areas concerning a healthy lifestyle for children. So today, hopefully, for the next few minutes, you will enjoy this conversation about some ways to research your child's doctor. And through some great resources that I provide you with, you will be able to see financial information in order to create a full picture of how your doctor actually makes his money. The government created a program in 2010 which will open your eyes to the spending practices. It just really opened my eyes to the spending practices in the medical community. And this program is called the Sunshine Act. You may ask, why is this important? Well, I believe it's important because this site or this information has proven that it helps prove how certain physicians receive money from the pharmaceutical companies and why they may prescribe certain drugs and procedures when it's not necessary. Some of these procedures are done on a regular basis, and this, unfortunately, has just caused parents to spend more out of pocket. So, you will see that government is not always bad, and that sometimes we can use this information to our benefit. So, I will start at the beginning with the Sunshine Act. You can find the information that you need concerning this on the website cms.gov. I'm sorry, that's Charlie Michael Sunshine.gov, CMS. And what this is, it's a program which shows payments that are made to the doctor. So this actually gives you a one-on-one account of how these doctors are being paid, and it's being monitored. The program was passed as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in 2010, and it's monitored by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, so that's CMS. It's created to be more in line for the transparency around financial relationships with manufacturers, physicians, and teaching hospitals. And that's always a funny area because no one really knows how much or where the doctor's money comes from. So this site definitely helps this information. It requires that most of the drugs and the medical suppliers to report all payments, gifts, and other services worth $10 or more that they provide to a health professional. So the pharmaceutical companies really are, it's such big business, and I know that we've heard this more than once in the news or in print, but they estimate $20.4 billion each year that they make off of these relationships with these doctors. And that's really what they're supposed to do. They're to introduce new medicines. They're to help where, you know, there have been strides and things that have become available to make you feel better. But sometimes I think it's pushed more in order for that doctor to receive more money. So if you visit this site, you will see the reports, and this is what they're capturing. They're capturing money that is made for research, consulting fees, traveling, speaking fees, meals, textbooks, and journal reprints. It also includes group purchasing organizations, as well as physicians who have ownership interest in a company. So if that physician has gotten stock or they are doing something to, again, make that connection with that company, you will be able to see the money that is made, or what people refers to as kickbacks. And I do believe that it's such a peace of mind that you will receive if you go to this site and you're able to find your doctor and you're able to see how they are making their money. Again, it's cms.gov. So please take a moment to go there and to look at it and see how you can form your own opinion. Honestly, when I was researching this subject, it was really based off of a book that I had read and heard about, and I will give you that information in just a moment. But this is a doctor who worked in, or who works in the emergency room, and she started noticing how much doctors were ordering unnecessary tests, unnecessary blood work, and sometimes unnecessary procedures to have things done that just did not need to be done. And I have found, you know, again, looking at the information available about the Sunshine Act, there was a report that showed 95% of doctors accept gifts, meals, payments, other travel gifts, and for certain brands of medicine. And they are just getting rich off of us. And this is actually, that total came from the New England Journal of Medicine. So they are tracking it in more than one way of how exactly our doctors are out there and how they are able to make their money. I mean, me personally, just in my own ignorance before researching this, I just thought a doctor either has his own practice and he's getting the money based off of insurance, or if a doctor is working in a teaching hospital or working in the emergency room, they, you know, you hear all of the steps that doctors have to go through. So if they're doing some type of internship in a local hospital or a community hospital or a state hospital, or they're doing interns, you know, just all types of ways that they are building their credentials in this career, you just don't know what they're being made available to. And you have to wonder if that doctor is receiving a substantial amount of money from that pharmaceutical company or that doctor's instrument company or something else, that it is going to definitely benefit them to keep referring their clients to use it. So I really cannot stress enough to go visit this site, because it really is eye-opening. And then you can make the decision, is this the right person? Are their morals and their standards up to your expectations? So I did think of a few things I thought that might, just after reading the information, that might be helpful to you when you do go visit your doctor, your child's doctor, or if you are making the decision to find a new doctor. So one thing was, when you schedule your child's appointment, always make sure that you are clear on the charges that will be expected of you that day. And making sure that once you're in the appointment, I was told, you know, again, now with the new laws where you have, I personally have no copayment. I get my wellness visits each year, and I think the majority, if not all insurance offers that now. But if you ask a doctor any type of question outside of the ordinary, you run the risk of being charged by some doctors. Or if they are asking you for extra tests, or if they're saying that you need to get a second opinion, all of those things seem to work together. Doctors work together, and they make that money off of that. So I noticed even with myself that I would go for my annual mammogram, and almost always they would recommend the additional screening. And I found that it wasn't even necessary. The test always came back, and I know you want to be safe, and I do understand that sometimes doctors do take that extra step if they're trying to avoid medical malpractice and make sure that they're covering all bases. However, you want to make sure that the motives are correct. So if you're looking at their history on what they're prescribing and what procedures they're doing, and you notice that there's a pattern, then you can come to a safe assumption that they are trying to make more money off of you. So again, make sure that you are clear on exactly how much you will be charged that day for that visit. One other thing that you can ask your doctor, and I know some of these might be uncomfortable, especially if you've had a doctor for a long time, but confirm whether the doctor is being paid on a fixed salary or on a per procedure rate. That also will make the difference, because if they are based on that per procedure rate, you can almost guarantee that they are making recommendations for procedures that will bring more money to them. So, and I don't think that it's an unreasonable thing for you to ask. Third, write down everything that's going on with your child, from the small to the greatest, because if they are going for a physical, then the questions that you might have are within that realm of your appointment. It's not until you start venturing off into other things that require additional specialties. But if your child is having growing pains or aches in their feet, or they're having other things, hard time sleeping, those are things that might be able to be changed through their diet. And basically the doctor can recommend some just basic things that can be done in the home. You can track what your child is eating to determine sometimes the if they're having a reaction to something, a bad reaction to something. It all kind of ties in together. But I know that if you don't write it down, sometimes you can get caught up in the rat race and of getting to the appointment, and if you have a wait time, and you might forget something. So make sure that you're prepared and you have everything that you need once you go in there with them. Another point that I think you should ask, if your doctor is recommending an additional something for your child, I think you must, if possible, or I should say if necessary, write down everything that they're recommending. You will be amazed at what you find online. And then you get home, and then you can't remember what exactly they said. So then that way you're 100% clear on what the next step is and how long it's going to take to get to the end and make your child feel better. So make sure that you're 100% sure that you are clear on what exactly is the next step and how this is going to affect your child. So as I promised, the book, and I recommend this, it's you can go to your local bookstores, look at it online. It's called When Doctors Don't Listen: How to Avoid Misdiagnosis and Unnecessary Tests by Dr. Lena Wen. That's W-E-N. Let me give that title one more time. When Doctors Don't Listen: How to Avoid Misdiagnosis and Unnecessary Tests by Dr. Lena Wen. And again, she's an emergency room doctor. She sees a lot of things from her colleagues. So this is not some undercover type thing. And just over the years, she has shown how excessive testing contributes to 10% of the cost of healthcare, unnecessary and excessive testing. And she herself does kind of account for how doctors are so afraid of being sued that they do these steps. So take a look at that book. It's a great read, and hopefully it'll help your family. And then I want you to look at two other sites, Dollars for Docs, that's D-O-C-S, and whosmydoctor.com. Those are also great assets for when you're trying to get information and make the best decision. Our time is up. It went so quick. Again, my name is Kimberly Nix, and I am the founder of Kids Under Construction. If you need to reach me and you have any other questions, my telephone number is 404-748-0569. Till next time.